T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
He won, period, point blank. He's the winner. They say Drew Rosenhaus. I'm looking for Jerry Maguire. This is the type of deal that this is for Antonio Brown to basically force his way out of Pittsburgh, but to also force his way into new guaranteed money. And this is a guy who, for all intents and purposes, didn't go about this transition in the right way, but has gotten everything that he's wanted. And then if you're the Pittsburgh Steelers, you're on the losing end of this.
93.7 The Fan time is 5:05, and it's brought to you by Weather Seal Home Services. Just a dollar down can get you new siding. Ryan Clark on his former teammate, Antonio Brown, who is really the clear winner here, as I've watched the reaction to this trade from early Sunday morning. One thing that seems to be unquestioned or inarguable is that Antonio Brown, by his own kind of shady dealings and doings, by going on HBO and ESPN and driving down his trade value and the way he exited Pittsburgh before week 17, even though a lot of Steelers fans were hoping that Antonio Brown would end up somewhere without a great quarterback, with the same contract, on a perennial loser, he got paid, which was at the root or the cause of all of this. And that's not sitting well with Steelers fans. The national opinion is basically, wow, more power to this guy. I can't believe the stunt worked. Maybe other guys will try to do it in the future. And we're getting, Chris, I think, we're getting fans who hate the trade for two reasons. The Steelers didn't get enough back, and I hate the idea that Antonio Brown got what he wanted in this.
He's laughing all the way to
the bank. Yes. So, the new league year starts in a few days. This trade isn't official. Would you back out of the deal if you're the Steelers?
No. But there are people out there who would, in a froth, say yes, because they want to hold all the power. Because for them, this is all about the minute the player, in their mind, acts up and does publicly and in an ugly way what owners can do in a very cool and flippant way, which is just say, you're cut, bye. When we decide you're done, you're done. For people that for whom it's all about control, they want Antonio Brown to stick around, punish him. We had that guy call in. Chuck Knoll would make him practice. Shut up. You wanted him gone, he's gone. Deal with it. This idea that you want to punish the man, that you want to be punitive towards him, almost makes me uncomfortable, because I wonder what it is people sometimes are really getting at. You just want him to stay. You want to stick it to him. You, as a fan of the Steelers, indirectly own Antonio Brown because he was under contract, so you want to make that hurt for him. Or do you just want him gone?
Yes.
He's gone now.
But the business of football is a dirty game, right?
Yeah, and he played it dirty and he won.
Okay, so what if somebody in the next 48 hours came to you with a better trade package?
Are they guaranteeing him money?
What does that matter?
That's if part of the trade package,
isn't it?
No,
but if the other team would accept the trade and then deal with Antonio Brown later, I would do that.
Sure, if somebody says, we'll give you a top 10 pick. Or top 12 pick. What was Green
Why
Bay
does
have?
It even
12?
Have to be that high? If somebody Fine. Came to the Steelers with better than a early third and a late in a not a late.
If somebody
early
gave
third
me
and a fifth round pick.
If somebody gave me a late first or an early second, what did you say that what they got back in return was equivalent to, like the 40th pick overall?
No, it's like a late second.
A late
round
second.
Pick.
If you got an early second or a late first, sure, do it. Sure, because I can respect this. I feel like I'm being consistent here. I like that the player beat the team here. If the team finds a better deal for him, sure. Go do it. Do your thing. It's ugly business. Just acknowledge it as such on both sides of the ledger, which people don't want to because people root for the team. And therefore, their interests are aligned only with the team.
I know that I'm way more upset that he got the raise in the guaranteed money. That upsets me way more than the trade compensation.
Why do you care what he got, though, that he got guaranteed money? Seriously, why do you personally care? Why does it bother you?
It's the way that he did it, and it's the example of
what other way does he have to do it? What other way does he have to do it? How does he force a trade other than to make himself publicly toxic? There is no other way.
You're right.
So, okay.
For this team, there isn't.
He necessarily has to play dirty, and he did, and it worked. I do not begrudge him for 1 second. Not one. He did what he had to do. He had 0.0 guaranteed. Now he has 30.1 guaranteed.
But, Chris, he could have gone on the same HBO and ESPN tour. Somebody would have taken that interview or that opportunity for him to spill his guts and say, I've been silent all year. I don't like what Ben said about me. I'm going to speak my mind. He could have orchestrated a trade without skipping the last game of the year.
How do you know? How do you know that the skipping of the game in the organization's mind wasn't the cardinal sin here? That's the ultimate. Everyone uses the Q word. He's a quitter. He quit on them. You don't think that the Steelers, who are notoriously obstinate, who are notoriously stubborn, who do it their way, who don't have terms dictated to them, if he had gone on to a talk show after maybe going for 10 catches and 108 yards against the Bengals in Week 17, you don't think that if all he had done was talk smack on Roethlisberger, that the team would have tried to pull him back into the flock like the prodigal son? They would have. He had to go and use the nuclear option, and he did. I can't go back into the crystal ball and say, well, if he had done this, this, and this, he still would have gotten his
but
wishes.
Chris, is that behavior that you want to reward? You want to see rewarded? So you
I'm
have,
not running the team.
But you're telling me you have no problem with the fact that somebody could blow off his team in a big moment or a big situation
nope.
like that and get paid. That
doesn't sit all that poorly with me for one reason, because teams do it the reverse all the time. We signed you to a deal. It's a non-guaranteed deal. The guaranteed money's gone. The cap hit's gone. You might still be a useful player, but not the degree we want to pay. Bye. Ugly, dirty business. Good for the player for flipping the script on the team. He is out and should be out for one thing, his paychecks. And for people that are saying, oh, well, what about winning? I thought guys, don't be a naive child. This is business. And everyone's all too happy to say that as a rationalization when the Steelers cut somebody loose. But when a player makes it very clear that it's about business, suddenly then nobody can take it and we all have the freaking vapors here because I thought this was about, oh, championships, titles. Maybe it is for you as a fan. It's not for him.
Yeah, but you are somebody who has a contract that, to the best of my knowledge, is not fully guaranteed, correct?
Correct.
So if you walked out on the last hour of this show today and left and said, I don't want to work with Andrew anymore, and you went and a competing company gave you a lot more money, I would have no right to be upset with the way you played the situation to get yourself paid. I'd have no right to be upset at you for just abandoning me.
I didn't say people didn't have a right to be upset with him.
You just
I'm
made
not.
Fun of him. You just made fun of the people that are looking at Antonio Brown going on Instagram and doing cartwheels and backflips.
Yeah, because I think a lot of it borders on like weird ugliness. Like he's your property somehow as a Steelers fan.
No,
he was under contract, you feel like you have the right to say, I'll keep him on my terms. I am an extension of Art Rooney here, the owner of the team. Like, that's what I hate,
Chris,
is this, this punitive idea
look,
people have
I don't,
towards
I don't
him.
Think I sound like a plantation owner if I say that it makes me cringe that somebody can quit at the end of the year and still get their way.
Why doesn't it make you cringe, though,
it,
that teams cut
okay,
guys all the time,
Chris,
like this?
Let's take it one let's move it up one more week and say he does the same thing before an actual playoff game. Mm-hmm. You would still have no problem with it.
Dirty business, man.
Okay, so let's move things a little bit. Let's move things another month
forward.
To
the Super Bowl.
If he did that before the Super Bowl, you would have no problem with it.
I think if he did it before the Super Bowl, the net effect would be so negative for him, it wouldn't work out. I don't think Drew Rosenhaus would advise him to do
it. Okay, that's not answering my question, though. From your perspective.
I'd say what an unbelievable extreme of ugly, dirty business, but so be it. And if you got mad at me and called me up after somehow, I mean, see, it's hard for me to do the hypothetical. No one would want me. That's why I'm on a non-guaranteed contract, because I don't...
All I know, the last 2 weeks you spent interviewing other places and not feeding your kid with your boob apparatus.
Apparatus? No. Sadly, I wasn't... The only places I would be interviewing are at, like, fast food joints with my skill set.
Oh my God.
Not to say that fast food work is undignified.
Self-deprecating Malzahn.
Not to say that fast food work or retail work is undignified. It's not, because that's what I was doing, retail work before
radio. Craig, would you pull the trade back?
Yes.
Why?
Screw him. I look at it from just the fan... Antonio Brown. I look at it from the fans' perspective. Screw him for what he's done to this season, to this team, and to me watching my favorite team.
But let's talk about the practicality.
Pull it back, Pony. You're the one who says, thank God he's gone.
Yeah, well, no, I wouldn't. But let's try to zone in on the practicality of what you said. If you pull back the trade, what are you hoping to get out of it?
Oh, I'm saying I'd pull it back if I had a better offer, not just pull it back just for the sake of pulling it back. No. If I had a better offer, I wouldn't hesitate in a second to make a change here. What do I owe to the Raiders or to Antonio Brown?
Yeah, that's what I said, too. You don't owe them anything. That's fine. You can make a better deal, make the better deal.
If they came to their senses right now and said, wait a minute, even though we don't have a better deal on the table, a third and a fifth isn't good enough. We're going to wait and see. We're going to take back our word.
If they didn't have a better deal on the table, no, that's stupid.
Yeah, I don't think, I mean, who's left?
Then you're playing a game of chicken that somebody's going to get desperate during the first round of the draft, and I think that's a stupid game
to play. How about pull the trade because you don't want to give Antonio Brown what he wants?
No, that's a stupid reason. Come on. Craig,
there's part of me that likes that.
The dumbest part of you.
I didn't say it wasn't the smart part.
I just, man.
The trade isn't official. Should the Steelers back out of it, yes or no? Whether it's because you don't like the draft compensation, what they got back in the trade, or Antonio Brown getting what he wants, the team he wants, the money he wants, the guaranteed money, the raise. Do you want the Steelers to back out of this? They still have time. Should they call up the Raiders and say, we're out? 412-928-9370. Do you hope they do it? 412-928-9370. That's the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. Edgar Snyder reminds you to text responsibly. It's the PM team.
This is a great fit for Antonio. We think the world of John Gruden. He's one of the all-time great NFL coaches, in my estimation, and Antonio's. We've got one of the top quarterbacks in the league for the Oakland Raiders. We've got Raiders Nation. Antonio's excited about playing in Oakland this year, going to Las Vegas. That's going to be a thrilling situation moving forward. The silver and black. The Raiders are one of the marquee franchises in recent NFL history. Madden and everything else and all the Hall of Famers that they have, the great, great tradition, all the championships, Al Davis, just win, baby.
I mean, that's just Drew Rosenhaus, stream of consciousness on live TV with Fox, trying to come up with as many Raiders.
I was hoping we'd get a ghost
items.
To the post. You
How
know,
about the black hole? That
Holy
didn't
Roller,
get a shout-out.
The black hole.
Fred Biletnikoff.
Yeah.
Tim Brown.
Wait, Sea of Hands was the Raiders too, right?
Yep.
What if he had said, like, Rocket Ishmael? I think of Zach Crockett when I think of Oakland Raiders football.
Charlie Garner.
Wasn't Napoleon Kaufman on the Raiders?
Ronald Curry.
I think of Darius Hayward Bay early on in his career. James Jett.
I mean, give me a break, making it sound like it was a dream come
Robert
true for
Gallery.
This guy. Rosenhaus would have went on the same tangent if the Tennessee Titans had signed Antonio Brown and traded for him. He would have said, all their great history, Kevin Dyson a yard short, Frank Wycheck.
You go back to the Houston
Music
days,
Miracle.
Bum Phillips.
I remember that, you know, the Memphis
Earl Campbell's
Oilers.
Tearaway jerseys.
You know, it's just
you think about
a,
oil derricks even though you're in Tennessee.
It's such a dream come true to now have our client playing for the Seattle Seahawks with Largent and Bosworth.
Krieg.
And John Clayton covering the team in the Old Kingdom.
Hasselbeck. Kitna.
Coach Knox.
Cortez Kennedy.
Dennis Erickson.
How far down the list could we go here?
Rick Meyer.
Oh, man. Rick Meyer didn't The late Beano Cook said that he would win, like, what, two or three Heismans?
No, Ron Paulus.
Oh, I'm sorry, that was Ron Paulus. Did Rick Meyer go to Berwick, too? No. Ron Paulus came from Berwick when they were a powerhouse football team in the eastern part of the state.
So Drew Rosen now is trying to make it sound like Antonio Brown woke up and had a genie grant him three wishes with this trade. And in some ways he did. And that's what has Steelers fans so livid with this trade. It was like a double whammy here. Not only does Antonio Brown get dealt to a team that's moving to Las Vegas and keeps him maybe in the public eye, but it also gives Antonio Brown all kinds of riches that he was not going to see from the Steelers franchise. And by vetoing the Bills deal, the Steelers got an inferior package. They got less back in this trade. And so it's not final. It's not a done deal. Some Steelers fans want the Steelers to back out of the trade and start from scratch and go back to the drawing board and reconvene on this and hope that another team comes out of the cave here, comes out of the blue, and makes them a better offer, which is unrealistic because the Steelers are holding an Antonio Brown liquidation sale. They cannot keep him. It's an everything-must-go scenario, and teams know that.
Every analysis of this trade I've read, now that my composure is returned, has said that the Raiders were, when you added in the fact that the man wanted guaranteed money, wanted new guaranteed money, the Raiders were the only team left standing. So in a way, you could say it's a good return because one team was bidding against itself to some degree. Other than pure spite, vindictiveness, and everything else, I don't see how there could be a cogent argument based in like in logic and reason and rationality why you would pull this trade back now that the Raiders have agreed to it. Other than saying, I hate this man who played for my favorite team so much that I want my favorite team to spite themselves, keep him, risk getting virtually nothing in return, a much worse return, just so that he is miserable. That sounds like the most petty, ridiculous kind of argument to make to yourself.
Yeah, but there are fans, Chris, who think that this package, a third and fifth round pick, is the equivalent of just giving him away. And so if you pulled back the trade and you waited for another team, you couldn't really do any worse than this deal.
I don't know how you think that, because the last time they traded a receiver to the Raiders for a third, they drafted their quarterback of the future, Mason Rudolph. Clearly.
Well, but you just hit on it. There's so many fans who think if Martavis Bryant netted a third-round pick, how did this team only get a third and a fifth
for Antonio Brown that he wanted a new deal.
For Antonio Brown, yeah.
It's pretty obvious that him wanting guaranteed money added on when he had none left completely changed the game as far as who was a reasonable suitor. If this was a trade that was a straight-up just who wants Antonio Brown, and there is no statement about I want new guaranteed money, I think there's a legitimate bidding war. And I think they are getting a very healthy return for him.
Here's Brian. He's on the fan. Hi, Brian.
Hi. I was calling. Remember those T-shirts they were selling with, like, Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown? Was it Dumb and Dumber?
Yeah.
And it's a Jagoffs?
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking to get one of those shirts with Kevin Colbert and Art Rooney II.
Why?
Dumb and Dumber.
Why?
You just asked one of the two premier players in the National Football League, and you guys get a third, fifth round draft.
What were they supposed to do? Tell me what they were supposed to do with Antonio Brown.
Okay, first with Antonio Brown, let's talk about Le'Veon.
No, I don't want to talk about Le'Veon Bell. You came on, and let's have a conversation and discussion about it. If you're complaining about what they got back, tell me what their plan B should have been.
You should have never signed Antonio Brown in the first place.
Okay, like, we can't go back in time. This isn't Back to the Future. Okay, you've got to deal with what you have right now. So if you're unhappy with a third and a fifth, tell me what they should have done instead.
Never signed him in the first place. You never signed Le'Veon Bell.
But you were stuck with him, Brian.
You paid him all that money for you.
Okay, this conversation isn't going to get very far, is it?
The only thing I've read is
these are our callers.
I know, and I'm the bad guy.
You are? Is that the reaction you're getting from people?
I got the one guy who said he'd never listen again, which made me sort of, I was heartened that I still had it, you know? On my first day back, I still had the capacity to make people that angry. The only thing I've read about is, like, the Patriots with Gronkowski. They constantly find, like, pot sweeteners that they do on these deals. And I know Antonio Brown wanted totally different money. But, like, Gronkowski had $4.5 million added to a deal instead of ripping it up and making a new one, Pony. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you read this because it's I think Bill Barnwell is the one who wrote this in his big ESPN piece about this. You know, they try to throw in incentives that they know the player will hit, roster bonuses, move money around in creative ways that don't involve giving the farm to a guy the way the Steelers like to, where they eventually are going to have to pay up for it. That's about the only thing you could do. Put in bonuses, add bonuses to his contract that are so obviously laughably easy for him to hit that it adds a lot more money in the most cap-friendly way you can. But that doesn't seem like a great solution. Going back in time and saying, don't give him the money, that would be ridiculous.
What is it about the Antonio Brown trade that has struck such a nerve with fans? Is it the fact that the Steelers made a trade that gave Antonio Brown what he wanted, a new contract? Or are you so upset and disappointed with the trade package that they got back? What is it that has so many fans saying, nix the deal, veto the deal, don't trade him to the Raiders, get out while you can? 412-928-9370. And on Twitter, at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, with locations in North Huntington and the North Hills. Chris Mueller is back with a vengeance. It's the PM team. Visit 93.7thefan.com's contesting page now for your chance to win $200. And Danner Boots gift cards for Stronghold Boots from Danner, dedicated to crafting superior products since 1932. Chris, I thought I had seen it all in terms of vitriolic and negative reaction to the Antonio Brown trade. Fans furious over Brown getting his way, having his cake and eating it too, nixing the Bills trade, which would have been more beneficial to the Steelers than the Raiders deal, going to the team he wanted, getting the money he wanted, and leaving the Steelers with only a third and fifth round pick. But it does not match the anger of this texter to the show, who is not only upset that the Steelers got, quote, swindled on the Antonio Brown trade, but that the Steelers have let Jesse James walk.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Chris, Andrew, need more proof that Mike Tomlin is in over his head. First, he lets the Steelers get swindled on an Antonio Brown trade. Now he lets Jesse James walk. Dan Rooney must be rolling in his grave.
Now he lets Jesse James walk.
Guys, I know he played at Penn State. And
South
he's
Allegheny,
from here,
Glassport.
But guys like Jesse James grow on trees. I could walk next door and find a guy to play second string tight end like Jesse James, all right?
The most notable thing about him is that he is 6'8", and that is the only notable thing about him. He did it the right way.
Is the most noticeable thing about him that people chanted Heath when he caught the ball?
No, the most noticeable thing about Jesse James is that the Steelers were such a reality show last year that he was the guy who penned the Kardashians moniker. And the most boring, stale interview in that locker room.
Yeah, he might be the most boring guy in
that
room.
I can attest to that,
The most buttoned-up guy in that locker room said, wow, we've really turned into the Kardashians.
Is that like a hybrid Belichick something else? I don't know what that was. Was this... Yeah, Jesse James, man, not a big personality guy. For him to say we've turned into the Kardashians was a striking statement.
I mean, you might think that the Steelers are the Titanic and that they've struck the iceberg and they're taking on water and they're just rearranging chairs now with the deals they've made. But you really have to be on some, I don't know what you're on to think that letting Jesse James sign in Detroit is another example of the Steelers having lost their way.
I can't. It's so tough for me to, like, to take that seriously.
I mean, did that happen here when Matt Spaeth left for the Bears? Like, oh, no.
Craig, do you remember?
Hold the franchise.
Do you remember what the angriest reaction was in town when a guy left town? I can't. Like, I'm trying to actually think of who was a Fanica when he was out of here.
Fanica was a big one. There was real upset there.
I remember people being...
I mean, how
being,
about the... Are we just talking about the Steelers right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, I remember people being oddly angry when Chris Hope left in free agency, but then
they
signed
Ryan Clark.
They got Ryan Clark.
Holding up Jesse James as an example that the Steelers have really lost their way fallen on hard times.
What would Jesse James...
Is one of the most hysterical things I've ever seen. And I, like...
Sell the season tickets and the personal seat license. Jesse's gone.
That has to be fake, right?
I thought so.
If you're upset that Jesse James left and it just adds to the pain and anguish you're feeling over the Brown trade, you are just pulling a fast one on us, right? Are we going to agree that this texter
real... You know what? No. Because this town always has a special bond with those that came up in this town. And therefore, I think that this is... Think about some of the Neil Walker vitriol. Neil Walker precipitously declined for the most part as a player, and people here held him up. Like, not giving him a long-term deal was the worst thing the franchise ever did, when it would have been a disaster and a terrible move had they done so.
Mr. Old School's on the fan. Hi, Mr. Old School.
Hey, guys. Hey,
are you smarting over the Jesse James loss?
No.
Our condolences if Jesse James leaving was a bridge too far for you.
No, not Jesse, but let me tell you guys, I think that it was a bad deal that we got, and I think we could have done better, and here's how. The bottom line is that Antonio Brown was committed to us for 3 more years, and what they decided to do after the Steelers couldn't get the Buffalo deal done, they told Rosenhaus to go negotiate the next deal.
I think that was smart.
Well, but what they should have told Rosenhaus, too, was if you don't get us a 2 and a 4, your guy's coming back to our team. He's going to be deactivated, and he'll sit on the bench. And then Rosenhaus would have
okay, let me stop you for a second. Let me just stop you for a second. That threat, that's an empty, hollow threat that any agent would have seen right through.
Listen.
Right?
It's happened. The Raiders did it to Marcus Allen. It's happened before.
Yeah, but that was 30 years ago, and that was a kooky owner like Al Davis, who was vengeful and spiteful, who cut off his nose to spite his face.
Andrew, what I'm saying is that
I get what you're
saying. $21 million anyway.
I know. I get not pay him, but take a cap hit of $21 million. I get what you're saying, but that threat saying he will come back here and sit and not play, you know, that's not to be taken seriously, right?
That's because they know the owner don't have the stones. But what I'm saying is that if you wanted to set the
example, even if he had the stones, even if he had the stones, tell me how that helps the Steelers next year. That the entire year they would have Antonio Brown just like languishing and wallowing around and not playing. How does that make things better?
He'd be inactive. He wouldn't be around the team. What I'm
but it would be a topic all the time. He's not playing. Why are you holding him out? The team is losing. And Antonio...
Juju had 3 catches for 20 yards, and no one can get open.
Right.
Andrew, what I'm saying is that Antonio Brown would have never let that happen because he wants his stats. The Steelers should have held out at least until the free agency up until the time.
Okay, well, that's a different point. That's a different point. If you're saying that they shouldn't have been in a rush and they should have waited, I don't agree with that, but that at least to me makes more sense. If you're not enamored with the deal you got back from Oakland, you could have exercised some more patience. You wrote that. Didn't you write pay the $2.5 million
yes,
and see if the demand goes up at the draft?
Yeah, I still think they should have. I don't know if it would have given the seriousness of the guarantee thing, but it might have. There might have been teams saying, you know what, screw it. We're willing to do this.
That
dance.
Is, wait, let's wait and see.
That's way different than let's keep him on the team out of spite because we're mad at him. That is an insane take.
Did you like that take better than Jesse James guy's take?
A little bit. Although Jesse James guy's take is funnier in its
Dan
own way.
Rooney is rolling in his grave.
I don't even know what to say. I don't even know what to say to that guy.
Do you think Ben Roethlisberger is more upset that Antonio Brown has left the team or Jesse James?
Oof. Jesse James.
Do you think Ben sent Jesse James a, hey man, it was great playing with you text?
Yes.
Do you think Ben sent Antonio Brown that text?
If he sent Antonio Brown a text, it was the middle finger emoji.
Which I've sent you.
Yeah, you send it to me a lot after we do these show bets.
And I lose. Because some...
Senor Gut tends to win a lot.
Some horse crap.
How did I do today on the first day back? Did I do okay?
Craig, you want to give it a grade? You're the producer.
Grade it out, Craig.
You're listening. You're not participating as much as you are just making sure the show stays on the rails. You want to give...
I mean, at one point you said you were getting back into the swing of things, so you have to knock yourself down to like a B then, right?
Probably.
But I think a B on a first day back after, as Andrew had said, the things you were doing with Lennox at home, you got to shake off the
rust.
You
did better than the Steelers in the Antonio Brown trade, if you go by our
listeners. Way better, yes.
All right. I'm getting some negative feedback for today's performance from some
people. It's better than no feedback.
That's true. I can live with that.
Craig, can you find me, because I'm not going to be here the rest of the week.
Oh,
I'm going to Charlotte for the ACC tournament. Can you send me out with Kevin Stallings' assessment
of their chances.
His team's chances of winning the ACC tournament and getting into March Madness?
Yes.
I think I like that one better than wouldn't call it great. I do. I think that one's better. He just sounds so absolutely floored by the question.
Hey, Kevin Colbert, did you feel like you got significant compensation back for Antonio Brown?
Yes.
I do enjoy that. That is a glorious, glorious thing.
Hey, Chris, when you were out with your son for 2 weeks, did you strap a boob apparatus to your shoulder and feed your son every day?
Yes.
Listen to how long that pause is.
I love that.
What is that? A full Craig, you can actually see the audio. Is that like a full 3 second pause?
It's like
pause?
2.5 seconds, yeah.
Holy crap.
Which feels like an eternity.
Well, and the question is simply, do you think your team can go on a run and win the whole thing?
Yes.
Who's your pick to win it all, Pony? Because we're not picking.
I can't do that right now because it'll show my hand for the other draft we have to do.
Oh.
I'm knocking down your show grade for trying to get information like that.
I'm not tricked. You're not pulling a fast one on me like that.
I did try.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy, the Pittsburgh Performance Center, and go-to dealership for new Corvettes and Camaros. 46 degrees right now, a low of 24. The Paul Zeiss Show is next on 93.7 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.